Today is Sunday, May 18, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. The system beat the frontier models, and it didn't use anything proprietary to do it. That's the headline from Microsoft's M-Dash announcement, and it has direct implications for every builder shipping AI-powered products right now. M-Dash scored 88.45% on the CyberGym benchmark, a dataset of 1,507 real-world vulnerability tasks drawn from 188 open-source fuzz projects evaluated at UC Berkeley and presented at ICLR 2026. For context, Anthropic Mythos Preview scored 83.1%, OpenAI GPT 5.5 scored 81.8%, M-Dash beat both frontier models using only publicly available models. The competitive advantage wasn't the model, it was the architecture. Here's the pipeline that did it. 5 stages. Prepare, scan, validate, DDUP, prove. The key insight is that M-Dash only routes tasks to frontier models during the reasoning-intensive stages, scan, and prove. High-volume verification, the DDUP stage, runs on distilled smaller models. This tiered approach isn't just clever, it's economically significant at scale. At 10,000 code files per month, the cost difference between tiered routing and frontier-only is marginal, roughly $35. But at 1 million files per month, the tiered approach saves over $40,000 monthly. The architecture is the product. And there's a correctness argument here that goes beyond cost. The M-Dash analysis of CVE-2-0263-3824, a double free vulnerability distributed across 6 files, is a case where a single model, single context window approach is architecturally incapable of detecting the problem. Multi-agent isn't a performance upgrade for that class of bug, it's a requirement. So should you build a custom orchestration layer or buy a managed framework? The M-Dash results combined with Gartner's projection that more than 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by end of 2027 force this decision into sharp relief. The Gartner cancellations won't happen because the technology failed. They'll happen because teams never defined their workflows, couldn't measure business value, and let costs run away. 3 problems you can solve this week. Here's how to think about the build versus buy split. If you're running security tooling or complex document reasoning, and you have more than 5 engineers, building a custom 5-stage pipeline is the right call. You're looking at 2 to 3 senior ML engineers over 3 to 4 months, roughly $150,000 to $200,000 in salary costs for a production-grade implementation, plus 1 full-time engineer for ongoing maintenance. That investment is justified when pipeline correctness is a product requirement, not just a performance target. If you're a team under 10 engineers and you're still discovering what your pipeline should actually do, buy first. LangGraph is open source under Apache 2.0. Crew AI is open source. Either gets you to a prototype in 2 to 4 weeks. Add observability tooling, Helicone, LangSmith, or BrainTrust for $300 to $600 per month. Accept the 50 to 100 millisecond framework latency as a temporary cost of discovery. Once your pipeline design is validated, migrate to direct API orchestration and recover that overhead. In both cases, non-negotiable, implement a config-driven model swap layer. Swapping a new model in should require only a configuration change plus an A/B test. Every pipeline engineering decision carries forward. This takes 2 to 3 engineering days to implement and eliminate single provider dependency entirely. Without it, an Anthropic pricing change or outage stops your production system cold. Which brings us to the Anthropic billing restructuring, and this one has a hard deadline, June 15th. Effective that date, Anthropic is transitioning third-party agent tool usage from fixed subscription limits to a credit-metered model. Here's what that means in practice. A developer on a $100 per month plan running heavy agentic workloads roughly 500,000 input tokens plus 100,000 output tokens per hour at Claude Sonnet pricing, exhausts their monthly credit in approximately 4 working days. The remaining 24 days bill at API, overage rates. The math lands at roughly $1,540 per month, total cost, against an expected $100. That's not a rounding error, that's a billing category error. If you're running any agent harness on an Anthropic subscription plan, audit your token consumption before June 15th and set hard spending limits in the billing console. Do it this week. Building on that Anthropic's infrastructure situation explains some of the latency issues you may already be seeing. The company acquired the Colossus 1 data center from SpaceX 220,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs in Memphis for an estimated $3 to $4 billion in SpaceX revenue. Claude code rate limits doubled immediately upon handover. But Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei has stated the company planned for 10 times growth in a year and is experiencing 80 times growth. The compute queue is the binding constraint. That's why Opus 4.7 Max is showing 60 to 90 seconds to first token. It's not a model problem, it's a demand problem. For any production workflow depending on Opus class latency, implement an async task architecture, submit, then webhook on completion, and maintain a tested fallback. OpenAI GPT 4.5 or self-hosted Llama 3.370 billion parameters. Single provider dependency is a priority one risk right now. Let's talk about 5 cost levers you can pull this week, because the cost optimization opportunities here are significant, and most of them take hours, not months. First, tiered model routing. Claude Haiku 4.5 costs $1 per million input tokens and $5 per million output tokens. Claude Sonnet is $3 and $15. Claude Opus is $5 and $25. For a 10 million token per month workload, running all Opus costs approximately $300,000 per month. An 80-20 split between Haiku and Opus costs approximately $108,000 per month. That's a 64% reduction with maintained accuracy on critical tasks. Second, prompt caching. Anthropic's native prompt caching bills cache reads at 1/10 the standard input token cost. For a RAG system with a 20,000 token context, serving 1,000 requests per day at Sonnet pricing, without caching, $60 per day, with a 95% cache hit rate, approximately $6 per day, 90% reduction. Implementation is adding a cache control parameter to static context blocks. Build time, 2 to 4 hours. Third, vendor platform cost instrumentation. This is the one most engineering teams have never done. Model API costs may represent only 15 to 30% of total agentic workflow cost. The rest accumulates across vendor platform work unit meters, Salesforce Flex credits, ServiceNow operational units, Microsoft Graph credits. A single customer support escalation agent touching all three can cost multiples of the underlying model API call. Build a 2-layer observability stack, one layer for model costs using Helicone or Langsmith, and a second layer of custom middleware logging every vendor API call with operation type and estimated work unit tier. Fourth, toolset reduction. Teams have reduced agent hallucinations by 50 to 60% by removing tools, not adding them, not changing models. The mechanism is context window pollution. Poorly described tools consume attention capacity and introduce ambiguity into tool selection. Score every connected tool on description clarity, input predictability, and output structure. Remove anything scoring below 3 out of 5 on any dimension. Fifth, workflow before agent discipline. AI agents are 10 to 50 times more expensive to build, maintain, and debug than workflow automation. The diagnostic question is simple. Can a no-code automation with one language model call in the right step do the same thing? If yes, build the Zapier-style workflow. Default to workflow. Escalate to agent architecture only when dynamic tool selection and unbounded action sequences are demonstrably required. One market signal worth tracking: Anthropic business adoption has crossed OpenAI's for the first time, according to Ramp payment data. Anthropic is at 34.4% of business AI spend, up 3.8% in April. OpenAI is at 32.3%, down 2.9%. Both companies are approaching approximately $30 billion in annualized revenue. The infrastructure pressure at that scale is mutual, which reinforces the multi-provider strategy as a business continuity requirement, not just a cost optimization. For operators thinking about vertical AI products, the market opportunity is concrete. Approximately 36 million small businesses in the U.S. alone, a $1 trillion per year global legal industry. A 10,000 token legal brief analysis at Sonnet pricing costs approximately 3 cents versus $150 to $300 in associate billing time. At 1,000 analyses per month, that's $30 versus $30,000. The margin is real, but the window is 12 to 18 months before base model improvements absorb vertical skill wrappers. Build the customer relationship and the workflow integration. Not just the AI wrapper, the relationship outlasts the feature. Your sprint goal for this week: 3 concrete actions. 1. Audit your Anthropic token consumption before June 15th and set hard spending limits. 2. Implement a config-driven model swap layer in your current pipeline, even if it's just a two-file abstraction. 3. Run the workflow before agent diagnostic on every active agent project. If a workflow automation with one language model call can do the same thing, retire the agent. Those 3 moves reduce billing risk, eliminate provider lock-in, and cut your maintenance surface simultaneously. That's your AI operator briefing for today. Thanks for listening. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.